Pitcher's duel at Wrigley Field on Tuesday between the Reds and the Cubs. Billy Hamilton closing in on 50 stolen bases on the year. The Cubs sending Kyle Hendricks to the mound. He'd be opposed by Luis Castillo as he gets to work in the fourth inning of a scoreless game.
Here's the next offering. Caratini swings and misses. Strike three. A sharp breaking ball got him. Second time Caratini has fanned. Four strikeouts for Castillo.
Swing and a miss on a slider. As this pitch is in there for strike three. Hendricks took that slider.
Rizzo swings and misses. Strike three. And the Cubs do nothing. Bill, always good to see you. Have fun. Hamilton line drive, shallow left, coming in, Jay. That's a base hit. A run is going to score, and Cincinnati leads 2-0. Here it comes. Votto takes high. Hamilton steals second base. And the 0-1 on the way. Zobrist lines one. Right field base hit. One runner's in. Hayward around third, holding as the throw comes in. Hayward holding at third. RBI single, Ben Zobrist. It's a 2-1 ball game. Still only one away. 2-1 Cincinnati. The stretch for the 1-2. The pitch on the way. Strike three called, and the ball game is over.
Kyle Hendricks turned in one of his better performances of the season, turning in six-plus scoreless innings, but he settles for no decision as the Cubs fall to the Reds on Tuesday by a 2-1 score. Hendricks shared his thoughts with the media following the game.
Yeah, that's huge for me. It's been tough since I come back from the DL. I've been pitching a lot of tight games, so sometimes I lose my aggressiveness. Just trying to keep the team in the game, stay close, not give in, really. So today I think I did a much better job, and Vic helped me just being aggressive, still in the strike zone, even in a tight game, trying to get quick outs so I can keep that pitch count down and get a pitch late in the game, yeah. I can't remember. I do remember us walking off and laughing once. Yeah, and it was after a strikeout or something. It was a pitch he called and really wanted, I think. And, yeah, I was on the same page with him. It was just one of those kind of reading each other's minds, I think. And we just had a little chuckle about it. Because as the game went, I saw more and more of those. He was committed to a pitch, and it's what I wanted, you know. So I think that's why it was kind of fun out there, you know, just being on that same page, yeah.
Kyle Hendricks was outstanding for the Cubs on Tuesday, but the Cubs' offense could muster very little against the Reds' pitching staff as Chicago fell to Cincinnati 2-1 at Wrigley Field on Tuesday. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
Right on. He did really well. Came out a little bit greater velocity, great location. Every pitch was working. Curveball for a strike. Threw the four-seamer really well, up to 87. Everything was right on. He pitched really well. I thought he could get through that next inning. We got out of it eventually, but he was out. That was more typical of Kyle tonight. I was very pleased. And then CJ looked great. You know, Stroppe gave up a run, big deal. And I actually thought Justin looked better at the end also. Once he got past, the little blooper by Hamilton, he threw the ball really well the last couple hitters. So that was a good sign too. Yeah, I mean, listen, they pitched well. Give Castillo credit. I've not seen that kid before. He's got a great arm. He doesn't have a good arm. He has a great arm. And then you don't want Lorenzen in the game. Almost got him. I mean, so big hit, but we just couldn't. It was hard for Jason to make a break on that hit as it just didn't know over the second baseman's head in front of the right fielder. So, yeah, you got John Jay coming up. I'm good with that runner on third base right there. It's tougher for Avila with two outs, but, you know, John Jay's kind of the nice situational hitter right there, puts the ball in play. So give their pitcher credit for getting the strikeout.
The Cubs sent John Lackey to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Homer Bailey.